3D modeling skills leads to international business. Well, hey friends, what's up, Side Hustle School community? Thank you for tuning in. So glad you're out there. This is our segment known as First $1,000. Get to hear how somebody gets started with their side hustle idea or small business idea or big career change, some kind of micro entrepreneurial project that often leads to a whole new life in some cases, or at least extra money, at least significant extra money that can in fact change your life. So let's talk about it, or let's hear about it. Today, specifically, we're going to hear from an engineer who used his skills in 3D modeling and rendering to offer services on Upwork. This guy is in India. He's able to work with international clients, Western clients specifically, while being based in India. So sometimes there are some complexities or challenges with that, time zone, culture, and such. But it's also a really good fit for both parties when it works well. So let's hear from Vikram, hear how he leveraged his expertise in this freelance market. How did he make his first $1,000 and what came next? What could we take from his story? How could we apply this kind of thinking so that we're able to move forward more positively, start or grow our next project, whatever it might be? Let's hear the story from Vikram. I'll come back at the end to wrap us up.
Hi, I am Vikram from Bangalore, India. A few months ago, I decided to leverage my skills in 3D modeling and rendering to start on Upwork, a popular freelance platform. Here's how I earned my first $1,000 and built a promising freelance business while navigating the challenges of working with international clients. As an engineer, I had extensive experience in 3D modeling and rendering. For those unfamiliar, 3D modeling involves creating three-dimensional representations of objects using specialized softwares, while rendering is the process of generating a photorealistic image from a 3D model. Both skills are sought after in various industries, from architecture and product design to video games and movies. I created a profile on Upwork highlighting my engineering background and my proficiency in 3D softwares such as AutoCAD and SketchUp. I included a portfolio showcasing some of my best work, from detailed architectural models to intricate product designs. Landing the first project was challenging, especially given the time zone difference with most of my clients in the West. I spent a lot of time submitting my proposals and customizing them to fit each client's specific needs. My breakthrough came when I was hired to create a 3D model of a new kitchen design for an interior designer. The project paid $200, and I was determined to exceed the client's expectations. I communicated regularly with the client, incorporating their feedback and making adjustments to the model. Despite the time zone difference, I made it to a point to be responsive and available during their working hours. The final result was a detailed, accurate representation of the proposed kitchen, complete with realistic textures and lighting. The client was thrilled and left me a glowing review, which significantly boosted my profile's visibility. With a successful project and a positive review under my belt, I started receiving more inquiries. I completed a series of smaller projects, including product renderings for a startup and 3D models for a video game developer. Each project added to my portfolio and helped my reputation on Upwork. One of my most memorable early projects was creating a 3D model of a prototype gadget for an inventor. The project required not only technical skills, but also creativity to bring the inventor's visions to life. The client was so impressed with the result that they hired me for additional work, leading to a long-term collaboration. Within 5 weeks, I had completed enough projects to earn my first $1,000. The journey involved a lot of hard work, from refining my proposals to delivering high-quality results on tight deadlines. Each project taught me something new and helped me to improve my skills and workflow. Today, I continue to offer 3D modeling and rendering services, and my client base is steadily growing. The initial success of earning my first $1,000 has given me the confidence to explore new opportunities and expand my offerings. I'm grateful for the challenges and successes that have shaped my freelance career. Leveraging my engineering skills in the freelance market has opened up new possibilities and provided a rewarding source of income. I'm excited to continue growing my business and seeing where this path takes me next.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate our international listeners. We got a bunch of amazing people all over the world in India and beyond. And freelancing on Upwork can be a great starter move. Sometimes people just stay on it. There are people who run agencies or just kind of solopreneur themselves using Upwork, especially for advanced skills like engineering, like what Vikram is doing. I don't know a whole lot about 3D modeling, to be honest, but anything that's not casual work that could be done by a lot of people, sometimes there's a lot more competition at the bottom. But for more highly technical skills, you're able to charge a bit more. And then, of course, as you build up a portfolio, a base of references and reviews, then you can charge more and more, which is basically what Vikram has done. So that is the path. Let it encourage you, whether you have any interest in doing Upwork or freelance work at all. And by the way, that's Upwork.com, just in case you didn't realize that. I should have mentioned that earlier. No sponsor affiliation, just a platform where buyers and sellers go to provide services or pay for services. I have used them as a client, though, whenever I've needed some work done. So if you need stuff on the client side, you can check it out as well. And if you have a question or an update about your side hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We have a notes page for every episode. We've got some resources, and we have a new episode coming out every day. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.